Okay, Keith.
Yeah.
What is the debate tearing apart the Keith household?
So my wife picked up some Halloween candy the other day as we're getting ready for next week.
You've already went out and purchased.
Well, my wife did. So my wife
as a household, yeah. you're starting to stock up already.
And I feel like,
because I get nervous you get it too early and start eating them.
This is a blind spot for her. Yeah. I feel like she does a really poor job at buying the candy because,
oh boy.
But again, it's one of those things where it's like, well, she bought the candy, so like, how much? Mm-hmm. So she brought these like Skittles, which I like, but they were like Skittles gummies. I'm like, we're giving away Skittles gummies at this house? Like, we're going to get egg.
Give me an idea. How much foot traffic do you get? How much Halloween foot traffic
do you
get?
You know what's really funny is, like, it's been all over the map. You know, because we were there before 2020. We were there for 2020, then after. Mm-hmm. So some years, pretty heavy, I would say. Like, we get through all of our candy. And then a couple of years, it was a little bit lighter. So we need several bags of candy. And so she also got, like, a variety pack later on. But so I made a comment about the Skittles gummies. I'm like, this is insane.
What is this?
Like, we're gonna get our mailbox like knocked over. Like, nobody's gonna want this stuff. And she's like, yeah, that was like, I was like,
people are gonna be making fun of the kids at school. So, you don't need that. Yeah.
What I really complained was a couple of years ago, she got a million bags of like blow pops. I go, you can't give these away. I'm like, this is a Halloween candy. She's like, these are great. Like, the kids are gonna love these. She's like, they don't want like just chocolate. I'm like, I'm with you on that. But that's where like Starburst and Skittles and Sour Patch Kids come into play.
Sweet Tart.
I don't need a lollipop that then ends with gum.
Yeah.
That's the last thing I need.
I
got a mouthful of gum. I can't eat any more candy.
Best of both worlds.
It's the worst of both worlds. You can't cross the streams. I don't like blow pops anywhere.
So how did that go? After you gave out blow pops, you were just finding them all over the neighborhood?
They're everywhere.
You'd just be like walking all over the neighborhood. You'd
lawn,
be like a
covered in them.
Lawn, mailbox.
Yeah, it's like gum stuck all over everything.
Jammed into like the exhaust pipe of your car. So then,
lick them and stick them to your car.
So I was like, all right, I'll settle this once and for all. Uh-huh. Like, I'll go to the people.
Yeah.
So I tweeted yesterday, settle an argument for me. Are blow pops a good Halloween candy?
Mm-hmm.
So people weighed in.
I voted in this.
It's closer than I thought.
Really?
However, no, it's not a good Halloween candy is in the lead.
Okay.
58.2%.
Oh, that's come down.
It was in the 60s for a while.
I voted, it was in the 60s. Yes,
and I was 61.39.
I voted
61.39.
No.
So big blow pop.
I saw it. Yeah.
Big blow pop people have gotten wind of this poll. Well, they've added a few percentages. Uh-huh. So 58.2 to 41.8. I don't think it's a great candy anyway. I think it's significantly worse at Halloween.
If you were going to buy a Halloween candy for your household, which I'm sure your wife would say, well, then why don't you go out and buy it? Why am I the one buying it?
Yep.
But if you were going to buy it, what would you buy?
Reese's Cups.
Yeah.
Or Snickers.
Yeah.
Or Three Musketeers.
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
Chocolate bars?
Chocolate bars, probably.
I'm not trying to hand out. I get it. I understand
Twix.
What your wife is saying. Like, oh, not everybody wants chocolate, but that's what we're going to hand out in the Jones household. You're going to get chocolate. You're not going to get your Sour Patch Kids and your Star. Not in my house.
I'm not mad about that, though. Like, if you come home and, you know, little Cece and Georgie dump out their buckets and there's Sour Patch Kids and Starburst, I'll be like, great.
Yeah.
I'll eat those.
Yeah, you're just going to get that from the rest of the neighborhood, though. You're not going to get that from my house.
Billy and Nick, where do you guys weigh in on blow pops?
No, I don't think Halloween.
Correct.
Right here, blow pops.
Correct.
Simple as that.
And if you were trick or treating,
the Halloween is to get through as much candy as you possibly can. I don't want to stop and eat a blow pop.
Yeah,
I want to just pound Reese's cups.
Time commitment. You're sitting there with the blow pop for like a half hour, and then you're like, now what do I do with the gum?
Right.
Chew the gum for a while?
Yeah, I think if I get a lollipop, I'm thinking like the bank, if anybody still goes there. Or like
a Dum Dum.
Yeah, or like the dentist's office or something like that. Don't they usually hand out candy, ironically, afterwards? Or they used to?
No.
Is that not a thing they do anymore? Is it the doctor?
The doctor.
I feel like we used to get Dum Dum
like
somewhere.
The sugar-free lollipop.
Is that what it was? Yeah, you'd get, maybe it was the doctor, not the dentist. Maybe you're right.
When you get your hair cut.
That's true. Lucas gets a haircut, you get a little Dum Dum. That's true. Yeah.
The bank has like those ones that are like the color with the plastic rip them off.
I like those.
I'll grab one of them.
Yeah, I like those.
I do.
I don't know what's up. I don't even know what those are, but
it's like
I like
a pen
those.
And a lollipop.
But I wouldn't want
you got green.
I wouldn't want one for Halloween though. No, it wouldn't really fit. So yeah, come to my house. You get some Skittles gummies.
Is that it? Sounds so bad.
Is there no variety?
No, and then we had a bag too of like all kinds of other stuff. So like the other bag's not as bad because I think I kind of maybe shamed her about the blow pop thing. So now we got like I think like Twix and. There's a Kit Kat commercial right now. That's another good one. Kit Kat is one.
The older I get, the more I like.
Well, we can tier these next week if you want.
You want to tear out some Halloween candy? I think we all know where the Patriots are going to wind up. We did the NBA last week, so yeah, let's tear out some Halloween candy.
We can do tier two.
Closer than the blow pop tier.
Blow pops will be on their own tier, maybe. Keef's House 2021.
Non-Halloween candy. Yeah, Keef's House. That's a good one. Yeah. No, we don't get a lot of Halloween. It's
you
funny.
Guys don't get many?
Well, I don't live very far from a previous place I lived in Charlestown where we were like
slammed.
Swamped. Yeah. And it was like you couldn't even like go inside to get the bucket. You'd have to be like, bring more candy and dump it in.
Yeah,
yeah,
hurry up.
So it never stopped. This, my current place, no. We get hardly any foot traffic. Like, I'm going to buy Halloween candy, but we're going to eat 90% of it. We're not going to give out much Halloween candy.
No, that's pretty good. So one buddy's in, like, a town that, like, the adults give out, like, beers to, like, the other adults that are walking around. I'm like, oh, my God.
Nice.
I'm coming down there. That sounds amazing.
What is New Orleans? Mardi Gras?
Yeah, I guess so.
617-779-7937. You can jump in on, the debate that people are talking about, certainly all across Keith's household. Are blow pops a Halloween candy?